Hey there, KMA Land. Welcome to the 3 minutes of personal growth info we call the Double X Factor. I'm your Wednesday host, Sandy Edie Hansen, and this week my co-host, Spencer Williams, asked if we could chat about fulfillment. Now, I have a big core value around growth, learning, and curiosity, and as a result, I've participated in many classes, webinars, seminars, training courses, and the like over the years. I have a pretty voracious appetite for learning. Now, you may be familiar with Tony Robbins, who's a fairly well-known author, coach, speaker, and all-around self-help master. I've had the privilege of attending not one, but two of his immersion trainings. Now, these are events where the energy is incredible, with rooms full of 3,000 to 5,000 people all jumping up and down, dancing, and yes, even firewalking. And yes, I did that too. I always bring back lots of things to share with my team when I have attended trainings of all kinds, and my Tony Robbins events gave me plenty to share. One statement I remember oh so clearly that he said was this: success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure. Now, my notes right after that in my notebook there at the seminar said this: if you don't find joy in this moment, having the thing you want won't bring it. Now, we can master the art of achievement all day long. Many people do. And if we aren't fulfilled, we have still failed. Here's what I feel is a big part of what fouls us humans up in the art of fulfillment. We have this built-in tendency to focus on what we don't want instead of what we do want. Now, if you had to write down this minute what you want, many of us would struggle with that assignment. Yet reverse the homework and write down what you don't want, well, that will very likely be a much easier list for you to create. Listen to the people around you. What do they talk about most often? What they want or what they don't want? What they like or what they don't like? Now, don't judge them. It's human. The way to fulfillment, though, is that we have to be more intentional about our focus and direct it to what we want. This is not something that will automatically happen in your mind. It requires intention. Now, once you get clarity on what it is you want, well, then you got to dig a little deeper and outline what it would look like if it showed up in your life every day. If it's a relationship you want, what are the aspects of that relationship? How would you know it when you saw it? The art of fulfillment, according to my friend Tony Robbins, is that you must trade in your expectations for appreciation. We're all programmed to notice what we don't want and what we don't like, and no one is happy all the time. Yet, you can be fulfilled all the time because it comes from your focus. Appreciate the small things in the present moment, and it's a huge component of fulfillment. Now, Spencer's back here tomorrow, and when I return on Friday, I'll offer up a few more elements of fulfillment for you to add to your toolkit. Till then, later!